Brittany, hello, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I watch you a lot and I love that you are like so active in the Lehigh Valley and just highlighting small businesses. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's fun, and it's fun to learn more about small businesses like you, and we're going to learn more about you right now. So can you tell me a little bit about your journey to owning your own business? You know, where did you start to get to where you are?
Oh, geez. So I've been such like behind the scenes for a lot of other people that started businesses. It was time for me to do my own thing. I'm a caretaker at heart. So I had to find something that was still like hands-on and helping people. So that's how I kind of got into the skincare industry.
Okay.
Because I was like, what can I do? I almost got into like credit repair. I was like, I cannot be in front of a computer all day long. So
yeah,
skincare is where I landed. And I've actually, have kind of followed up with being even able to educate others. I've got my aesthetics teaching license as well, so I can still continue to help others. Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit about your location on West Broad Street in Bethlehem. Like, how do you love being a part of your neighborhood?
Oh my God, I love it because it's the old Coca-Cola building. So like there's so much history to this building. Like even like this back room that I'm in currently, it was the old shower room for people that worked for Coca-Cola. Like it was all tile. Yeah. So I kind of, my landlords like redid the building, like the level I'm on. And I took up, I have some serious, space back here. I have about 4 rooms of it on the first floor. Yeah. So like just learning, and the Coca-Cola sign is still out front. So when people are looking for it, I'm like, look for the old Coca-Cola building.
That's fun. So you said you've been there for like 2 years. How have things been going?
It's good. It's growing. I kind of went crazy and started a business without clientele. So it hasn't been an easy road, but I'm doing it and I have a team now. So it's progressing. Yeah. So primarily we are facials and then full body waxing as well too. Okay. So with waxing comes like eyebrows. So we're really big on eyebrows here too. Eyebrow services, the skincare, I've brought on Korean skincare, which is kind of new to the Lehigh Valley too. They're about 10 years ahead of us. And then the facial bar, so that people could come and actually have a facial side by side with like a friend. As far as skincare, it's like hydrofacials. We do some chemical peels, anything to kind of help your skin to become healthy and glowing.
You know, the holidays are a time where we want to look our best, right? So can you tell me a little bit about some of the things that might be going on at your studio during the holidays?
Yeah, so last year was actually like our first holiday, first Black Friday. And honestly, I was so impressed with how our Black Friday turned out last year, because it's a way for us to kind of give back to our clients, because we're kind of selling packages and like gift certificates. Mm-hmm. And even like my gift certificates, it was funny. I expected people to kind of gift them, but people hopped on the deal so that they could use it for themselves. Going into the second holiday season, being open, I'm really looking forward to their Black Friday, and then there's something called Pink Friday on the 22nd.
How can people find out more about you? What's the easiest way?
So we're on all forms of social media. I think Instagram I play with primarily, but everything's cross-posted onto Facebook and as well as like TikTok.
Awesome. Great. I definitely want to come check it out. I mean, I know the Coca-Cola building, and it's one of those things where you've driven by it a million times. So just to be able to see inside of that, and then, you know, of course, being able to check out everything, the great stuff that you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Will be a lot of fun.
Yeah. We'd love to have you. And like I said, this building has such history. There's a lot of businesses in here, and the building itself is insane. It's just, you're like, wait, there's more to it. Like, it's a very interesting building.
There seems to be a little bit of the theme. There's like a lot of community type stuff. Or there was the woman Melise has Kaleidoscope Collective, which is downtown by Ripper's Pub.
Okay.
And it's it's a store you go in, but it has all different local artisan things, and you find it all in one spot. Kind of like if you have multiple businesses there in that awesome building. So thank you so much for joining me, and we're looking forward to learning more about you and coming in and checking it out this holiday season.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Banco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, Michael Bernadin of Howard Schaefer & Associates with RE/MAX Real Estate, and our friends at the Coop Sports Bar and Kitchen. Happy holidays, and shop local harder.